America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Hi, and welcome to Blissful Living. I'm Cynthia Leslie, your host, and today we're talking about 14 tactics for raising your vibration. These are methods to vibrate at a higher frequency. I'm sure you've heard, you know, vibrating at a higher frequency said if you listen at all to TikTok, but human beings, you know, everything has a vibration and a frequency, and humans operate best at particular levels. That's why certain music appeals to you, certain people's voices, and frankly, people's energies. I know that I've known when people were sick before because I could feel it in their energy. Anyway, over the last 30 plus years, I have learned many of these the hard way. These are things that I've fought, but have found that they are transformative if you use them in your spiritual practice. And so I'm sharing what I learned the hard way in many cases. These are things that you really, really should have as part of your schedule. Do them at least a few times a week, if not every single day, especially if you're dealing with a lot of stress and negativity, if you're really struggling or you're going through a transformation. If you're going through an awakening, I promise you doing these things every day will make your journey much, much easier. And frankly, these just make living life a lot more fun. Who doesn't want to operate at a higher frequency? You guys know when we are operating at a higher frequency, we don't get sick. We're helpful to our fellow human. We're attractive to animals. I mean, who doesn't want to be more attractive to animals, right? Anyway, I know I see birds all the time. They're always flying around me, hence the bird behind me. But anyway, these are 14 self-care tactics for the spiritual warrior. And I'm going to try to scoot through these. I've already filmed this a couple times, but one time it was like 28 minutes. And I'm like, I don't think anybody wants to hear 28 minutes on my favorite vibration raising tactics. Anyway, the first one on the list, and you'll have to forgive me, my notes are behind my computer, so I'm going to be looking over the video, the eye of the video, if you will, to be able to give these to you accurately. Anyway, the first one on the list is probably the thing that I fought the most, and I occasionally will struggle with it if my schedule has a lot on it, which is silly, because when you have a lot on your plate, you really should be meditating. We all know this. You guys intuitively know that. I don't know about you guys, but the first time I heard people describe what it was, and I had already been doing it, so I knew when I heard them describing it what they were referring to, and I knew that I should be doing it more often. But, you know, we're stubborn. Humans are very stubborn. I don't know why, but meditation is basically, you know, it helps to refuel the mind and the body. It helps you connect in the mind and the body. So if you're not already meditating, it's incredibly important that you add that to your to-do list and do it at least a few times a week. And I know a lot of people will say, oh, but my schedule is so busy. But you know what? If you have 5 to 10 minutes to spend on your phone, you know, browsing People magazine, or just news in general, which is basically a waste of our time, you have that 5 to 10 minutes to spend meditating. And that's how I say it to myself when I'm being stubborn about meditation. But it is transformative practice. You know, when yoga first became popular in the United States, and frankly, that's actually number two on the list, is adding yoga to your schedule. It does not have to be something that takes up lots of your time. You don't have to be a yoga master. God bless Gwyneth Paltrow for making things like yoga popular. But sometimes I think when they show Hollywood doing a lot of these types of things, they show that in such an extreme that it's more off-putting for a lot of us than it is encouraging. You don't need to be a yoga master to get the benefits of yoga. Just doing those stretches and poses will help you process a lot of the energy that's buried deep within your muscles. And the stretching is incredibly important. That's something that, frankly, I need to actually do more of. I try to be honest on this show. This is not about me being perfect, because I'm not. It's about me sharing what I've learned. And I have learned the hard way that having meditation as part of my life is incredibly important. Having yoga, and frankly, all of these are part of the yogic practice. In America, we like to take things from, you know, everywhere and sort of make them our own. But what we did was we took yoga, but we only took the exercises from yoga. We didn't actually take the yogic lifestyle. And if we had done that a couple of decades ago, I think we would see a lot of people handling the virus a lot better than they did, because they didn't have anything to hold on to. And we need things to believe in. We need, excuse me, we need practices that remind us of what we really are and where we fall within, you know, within the earth, and that our energy is and our peace of mind are incredibly important parts of maintaining our positivity. And you're happier more often when you are living in positive energy. So why wouldn't we want to add these to our practice? Anyway, so number one and number two, meditation and yoga. And you don't have to make them complicated. You don't have to make them take a long time. Just do it, right? Anyway, third on my list of spiritual warrior tactics. And really, if you're doing these things, you really are going to be a spiritual warrior. You really will transform your life by adding these things to your life. Next on the list is opening your chakras. The human body has 7 main chakras, and if they are blocked in any way, and I deal with this a lot with my throat chakra, my crown chakra, but if you're blocked in any way, you'll find that you have difficulty in certain areas of your life. You don't have to become a chakra master. Just reach out to a healer. There's plenty of them on social media. I'm also a healer, so you can reach out to me on CynthiaLeslie.com. That's my website for the art of manifestation, as well as I'm going to go totally blank. I do that sometimes on the show. The Masterpiece Method, which is my 10-step method for mastering yourself and your life. You are a masterpiece inside, if you're not already seeing it on the outside. And through the 10-step method that I teach my clients, you can literally live the life of your dreams. You really can. I've been able to do it myself, and I'm teaching other people how to do it as well. Anyway, so reach out to a healer and they can help you open up your chakras. It may be one of the main things that's blocking you from manifesting some of the beautiful things that you've been reaching for. Anyway, so that's number three on the list. Next on the list is of my favorite. You know, when I started my spiritual awakening a year and a half, 2 years ago, it's kind of all sort of blurring together now. And mine actually was spawned by walking. Interesting, right? I chose to finally lose the weight that I had gained in my depression. These things are all wonderful habits to get into. If you're replacing your old habits with new habits, these are great habits to get into, which can help actually create a spiritual awakening. For me, mine started when I decided to change my life and wake up. I literally chose to wake up. I had that conversation with myself, Cynthia, it's time to wake up. I had put myself to sleep 10 years ago out of depression. And it was time for me to come out of it and lose weight and help other people. So anyway, I started by walking, and in that walking, I got back in touch with myself. And started calling out to other people to wake up, and was able to begin to heal myself and share my story with other people. So you don't have to have a crazy exercise routine. You don't need to be a superhero from one of the movies. You know, these actors, they talk a lot about, you know, oh, for 3 months, I worked out 5 times a day, you know, 10 hours a day. You don't need to be The Rock. You don't. I have a lot of respect for actually a lot of the things that Gwyneth Paltrow's brought into our, brought to light in our culture. So I tease a little bit, but she's also someone who just has this extraordinary schedule of working out. You don't have to be that. You can be if you have the time and the ability. God bless her and anybody who's committed, but exercise is so important for getting in touch with your body and being healthy. When you're exercising, you're less likely to get sick and you're less likely to die from it. You know, when we vibrate at a much lower level, we're entering the death phase, you know, and you feel that sometimes when you meet people who are really sick. But you need to exercise. There are no excuses. You don't need to be doing, you know, necessarily 2 hours a day. Walking a nice long walk at a good speed with the arms moving so that you get some cardio benefit out of it is what you really, really, you know, can start with. That's how I lost tons and tons of weight. It's just walking. If you have it in you to do more, then good for you. That's amazing, really. Nowadays, I actually do a lot of weightlifting. My body just responds better to lifting weights. Anyway, number 5 on the list is music and sound. Hearing frequency is very important to the human body. It helps realign the body. And so give yourself a sound bath. It is not rocket science. If you get on YouTube or Spotify and you look up binaural beats or whatever it is you're in the mood for, whether you're in the mood to manifest something, to meditate, to heal, to get into a good mood, if you put those keywords in, you can find music that's at the frequency that you're looking for. So if you find that music, get yourself into a quiet space, put it on play, let it wash over you from head to toe, let it reach you inside and out. And that sound bath can transform the way that you feel. Matter of fact, all of these things can change your life. Doing them all together can completely transform your life. Give yourself a sound bath. And if you don't have access to electricity, then you can give yourself a wind bath. That's actually one of the things that I did a lot in the first few months of my spiritual awakening. I gave myself a lot of wind baths outside. Basically imitate Rose from the Titanic, somewhere where there's wind, and you will get yourself a wind bath. It's very wonderful. It's very bracing. It probably sounds silly to people who've never had one, but you know, it is Mother Nature speaking to you. It's Mother Nature's voice, basically. Anyway, number 6 on my list, and this is one that I laugh at that I'm even sharing it, because I was a huge meat eater. Almost everything I ate was meat. I ate meat all the time. And now I have a predominantly vegetarian diet. I would say that I'm very close to being vegan. I'm getting really close to that. But you need to eat sustainably. You need to eat things. The human body responds to a sustainable diet that's made up of mostly vegetables. We know this, and fruits, things that grow out of our soil, you know, and that God bless our soil. That's a whole other episode. Thank goodness for Sadhguru driving awareness for our soil, because we really need to have a serious conversation about that. But anyway, back to, you know, this list of 14 tactics for raising your vibration so that you can be the spiritual warrior that you're meant to be. Eating sustainably, like eating a vegan diet, will help you traumatically. Your energy, it helps raise your energy. You feel much better. The human body is not, I don't think it's meant to digest meat personally. And you know, when I think about it, I used to think about this when I was a kid. Humans are the only, you know, animal that drinks another animal's milk. Think about it. It's kind of gross. Anyway, so, you know, try to cut the meat out of your diet. The body's just not meant to, especially burnt meat. You're basically eating carcinogens. Number 7 on the list for raising your vibration, kindness is a lifestyle. It is not an act. If you want to have bounty if you want to have bountiful things in your life, if you want to have abundance, if you're trying to manifest a huge change in your life, it starts with how you behave. You know, we speak things into existence for ourselves, and the way we treat other people is how we will be treated by the energy. You know, that is the one consistent across life, is that everything around you is energy. And if you're putting out beautiful energy, that's what you'll get back. So, you know, treat kindness as a personal, as your personality, being kind to other people. That's a mode in which you should operate in at all times. Some of the most amazing people I've ever met were homeless. They weren't necessarily, somebody that many people would idolize. But I learned a lot from many of the people in my life. And one thing that I learned from a lot of homeless people was kindness. You just never know how your behavior can make another person feel. And how you can train all of these, behaving in all of these ways can really transform another human being's world. Anyway, number 8 on the list of spiritual tactics for raising your vibration. I love the sound of that bird. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but I hear birds all the time now. That one sounds like a beautiful one. Anyway, if you want abundance in your life, then you have to have gratitude for where you're at in life and what you have and the things that you have been gifted with. And that's not about the elitism. It's not even a word. It's not even English. Elitism. I'm from the South. What can I say? I just make shit up as I go. And I cuss like a sailor. Yes, the spiritual guru that cusses all the time. I'm working on it. What can I say? I'm a work in progress. Anyway, you have to live in gratitude. You have to be grateful, guys. If you're not grateful, you won't get abundance. That's just the way things work. I hate to say things like that sometimes because they sound like threats. But, you know, these are just truths. These are life truths. Be grateful and you will get more. Anyway, if you live in gratitude, your blessings will grow. So number 9 on the list, this is actually one of my favorite ones. This was a hard lesson for me. You know, I say that it was a hard lesson for me to learn how to have healthy boundaries, because a lot of people have told me before I had my awakening, I had a lot of secrets. And so I didn't want anyone even near me. And I had a keep off the grass sign, you know, right here. And people knew that they could only get to know me so much, and I would shut them down. Don't ask me personal questions. Don't, you know, invade my personal space, stay off the grass. Well, I'm not like that at all now, but I had to learn how to have proper boundaries with people and how to draw boundaries that are healthy. If you don't have boundaries, you will be imprisoned by other people's. I promise you, that's how that works. You know, over the history of my career, I saw a lot of people who didn't know how to draw boundaries and healthy boundaries with people, and their careers didn't last because they just got eaten alive by the narcissists of the world, who look for people who have had some luck in life so that they can step on you, on your shoulders, and get to the next level. But if you have great boundaries, you won't be used by other people. And you also, having boundaries is how you tell other people how you're willing to be treated. Anyway, number 10 on the list for raising your vibration, have hobbies. I promise you, many a career change has come from somebody's hobbies. You can find the time for hobbies. If you are watching television, if you had time to update people on the latest episode of something, then you have time for hobbies. I promise you, because watching television is not a hobby, at least not one I would recommend. Most content on television is fear-based, and it's meant to keep you in a bad place and fearing for your things, for your safety, for your ability to control. I mean, all these negative headspaces that it's just unhealthy. Having hobbies expands your energy. It increases your positive energy. It prevents you from getting sick because you have things to look forward to in life. Those are things that keep us alive and running smoothly. And when you have hobbies, you find new things out about yourself. After I got through my awakening, I added German and French. And I'm enjoying being very proficient at German and French. And I'm loving having a guitar back in my hands. You know, we're all capable of being Renaissance people. It's a matter of whether we access our gifts and practice them. Because, you know, hobbies are only as good as the practice you put into them. Anyway, have hobbies and your energy will increase. Number 11 on the list is breathing. You know this already. You do not need me to tell you that you should be breathing. It's a lot like meditation and yoga, these are all things you can combine together at the same time so that you're doing all of them, as long as you're making sure you check them off as individual things. But your lungs, have got to have air all the way to the base of them. And if you're shallow breathing and anxiety at the top of your lungs, which is what most of us walk around like because we're living in fear, you're not going to be able to operate at your highest, and you're going, your energy will be off-putting for other people because you'll come across like one of those nervous little dogs or big dogs that are nervous, which is even worse. But if you want to attract other people, the law of attraction, breathing, meditation, yoga, all of these things. Anyway, number 13 on the list is a circle of friends. You are a reflection of the people that you allow to be in your life. So as you're making huge changes, be cautious about the types of friends that you have in your life. You know, we can't pick our families, but we can pick our friends and make them family. And your family of friends can really, really help you grow as an individual and gives you something to, you know, people to go to when you're in crisis and you need to talk to somebody. Anyway, number 14 on the list is nature. A huge part of my spiritual awakening was the walks that I took every single day in nature. If you can wear nature on your body, it's, you know, wearing amethyst, it's positive, it's uplifting, or something like that. Crystals are really great for that because they're part of earth and they have energy just like everything else. And they have a great, some of them have a really positive energy that's helpful to you. Hugging trees, being at one with trees can be very transformative. I mean, trees are like the elders of nature. You know, they really speak to you. They feed you in so many ways. But walking in nature and exercising in nature, being out in nature, I don't care if that's the tree-lined street down from you in New York City, you can somehow be around nature, find a way to do it because it's transformative. Anyway, that's 14 of my favorite tricks, tips for operating at a higher frequency, how to feed your positive energy, how to be the spiritual warrior that you are. There's one that I've laughed because it's not on the list, but it's incredibly important. And I think I'm going to just treat that as its own and do a whole blog about water. As a human being, you know, water is like the gasoline to a car, the electricity to an electric car. You cannot function without it. If you keep yourself constantly topped up with water, you will operate at your best and your most positive. And frankly, you know, a lot of the healing gifts that we have are stunted by the fact that we don't drink water. We won't drink enough water. And I think sometimes that's a bit psychological because a lot of us are running from our gifts. We're running from what we're really capable of. And humans we're all capable of healing. We're all capable of being empaths. We're all capable of being psychic. And these are all gifts that we can access if we're operating in our highest frequency. Anyway, that's my favorite list of tips. If you have any, please message me down in the comments. I'd love to hear from you guys. And Blissful Living is on YouTube. It's now available actually on Spotify, iHeart, and Buzzsprout. I'm very excited to have gotten picked up in like 13 different places recently. So please give it a listen and support it. We need to help each other with spirituality. Living in consciousness has transformed my life. If you are interested in transforming your life, contact me through Cynthia Leslie. I can help you with my 10-step method for, I'm going to do it again. Contact me and I'll tell you all about it. Oh my gosh. It's a 10-step method for helping you access your who you really are so that you can actually manifest the life of your dreams. It's the masterpiece method. It's what I call it. And it's the things that I learned the hard way will help you master yourself and become the masterpiece that you are. But it's my masterpiece method, 10 steps to living the life of your dreams. Contact me on Cynthia Leslie if you're interested in becoming a client. Otherwise, if you know anybody who needs help and needs to transform their life, please give them my information because I'm here to help. That's what, you know, I've changed a lot of things about my life so that I could be in service to other people. Anyway, I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful day. Go out there and just rock the world. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.